couple of your bow hunts, was there one in particular where you felt like you might have been in danger?
Oh, yeah. It seemed to be most of the time. On our first bull hunt, the Little Delta, the three of us had been working on an airstrip to, so we could get the meat out of there and everything. And we took a little breather, and we got our bows and arrows and walked out, you know, on the hillside there. And there was a little creek, and there was a big grizzly. We could see the back of it walking down the creek. Well, that concerned us a little bit, you know, so we got all ready. All three of us got our bows lined up, and we watched the creek, you know. You could see she's walking down the creek. Well, then pretty soon we could see some other little heads there. She had two cubs. Well, that was a dangerous situation, you know. So we didn't know what was going to happen. But anyway, she stood up and looked around and saw us, you know. And she did some whistles or something at the cubs, and they took off, went back up the creek again. Well, that was a dangerous situation, but not. We didn't know whether how dangerous it was, or the cubs and everything. Then another time, Bud Gray and I sneaked up on a big blonde grizzly, was feeding on blueberries. We sneaked up underneath the bear, who was up on a little flat, and I poked our heads up and. I told Bud, I says, now, I don't know what this bear is going to do, but I want to get some pictures, some movie pictures of it. And I poked up there and I started the camera whirring away, you know. I didn't know what the bear was going to do, but it dug out there and went about 30, 40 feet and then looked around at us. Then finally it left, but Bud was fumbling with something in the ground here. I didn't know, but he had a .44 Magnum on him, and he was probably he didn't know how to get the trigger back down or anything again. Anyway, then another time I had we were mountain goat hunting. We had a little, the guide had brought us in a float plane on a little pond. I call it a pond, it was really a lake, but it was kind of a horseshoe type thing like this, you know. And in order to get in on it, you had to kind of make a curve. This guide was one of these pilots that he'd go over a pond, and if the reeds were standing up, it meant the pond was deep enough. But if they were laying down, he knew that maybe it was pretty shallow and he couldn't get in there. But anyway, he took us in there to this goat hunt. And we got out, he got in there, and we got out of the plane. He took off, he was going to come back that night. We went goat hunting up the hill. We couldn't find the goats. The goats were there, but they were always looking at us from way up above or somewhere else. And we came back down. Well, he came in, dropped us off, and we hunted, we came back down that evening, we were waiting for him to come in. We noticed a little tinkling on the shore of the water, you know. And we looked over there and there was some ice forming. And the ice was clinking away on the rocks. Just little pieces of it. It made kind of a tinkling noise. And, the more we looked at it, you know, it was getting more and more and more. He didn't come in yet, so finally we hear him coming a long ways off. He got in there and landed, you know, just nonchalantly like nothing was wrong. And we tried to point out to him, you know, the pond was icing up. It was getting cold. And he was a pilot that they were worried about his pontoons. They were always full of water and everything and sunk way down, you know, real low in the water. And we piled in a hurry. We told him, you know, it was iced up, he had to get out of there. Well, when he was trying to take off, we could see the ice forming on the back of the plane from the